The bacterial disease meningitis used to be a lot worse in the Waikei Delta among babies. Haemophilus influenza type B, or what's called HIB, caused a lot of the meningitis among infants at a rate that was 6 times higher than the rest of the country. But over the last 25 years, vaccinations have dramatically curbed the disease. KYUK's Alice Criswell has this report.
The state's highest rates of HIB meningitis occurred in children from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and the town of Kotzebue, where 2 to 4% of infants got it in the first year of life. Dr. Rosalind Singleton is a medical epidemiologist with the Alaska Division of Public Health.
HIB meningitis was very common in the Waikei Delta, and most families knew of a family member who'd had meningitis.
Singleton says babies who get bacterial meningitis need to be hospitalized and put on antibiotics with an IV. They usually have to be treated from 1 to 3 weeks.
3 bacterial infections cause meningitis, and among those, HIB and strep pneumo are very common in Waikei Delta. And those 2 bacterial infections are spread and carried in the nose and mouth in normal people. And we've found that conditions like living in a house with many people and not having running water are conditions that increase the spread of these 2 bacteria.
Dr. Beth Funk, another medical epidemiologist with the state, says HIB bacteria could get into the spinal fluid around the brain and cause fatal meningitis. The children who survived the disease had a lifetime of major problems. The 3 most common problems are brain damage, cerebral palsy, and deafness. But in 1991, things changed. The HIB vaccine was approved in Alaska. Funk says the HIB disease rates in Alaska children decreased by more than 95%.
Not only is the vaccine effective, but working with the state and the health corporations and the public health nurses and all of the healthcare providers, the children in the Waikei region are very well immunized. Another way to say that is that the rates of immunization are high in the Waikei region. And so this vaccine has been actually getting to the children that need it.
Even though rates of HIB diseases have decreased over the last 25 years, rates in the Waikei Delta are still a lot higher than other parts of the state. Over the last 7 years, 75% of HIB cases in children younger than 10 occurred in the Waikei Delta. That was 11 of 14 cases statewide. Healthcare providers encourage parents to keep babies up to date on immunizations because that is the best way to prevent meningitis. In Bethel, I'm Alice Criswell.